Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
So, Gunner, what's the big announcement?
Jules and I are dating!
Yep.
How is she doing?
I have no idea. We haven't talked since she moved out.
I'm sorry, Connie.
I really felt like she was coming around, Whit. Instead, she pushed me away even more.
Hey, where are we going anyway?
It's this really cool viewing area over National Forest Land.
Can you please slow down?
No one else is out here. Why does it even matter?
Maybe because of the canyon on one side?
When did you become such a chicken, Jules? Whoa.
Stop!
No!
Stop!
No!
What happened?
The car went off a cliff. We're on a ledge or something.
Valerie, how are things with Jules?
Pretty sure she's on her way to California.
What?
Did you call 911? Is someone coming to help us?
Okay, I looked for my phone, but it got tossed around in the crash.
Do you want to come with me to the gas station off 40? I know the owner, and she'd probably let us check the video footage.
Okay, Whit. This is everything the security camera captured today.
Hey, wait. Look, lower left side of the screen.
Oh, yep, that's his car, but they didn't take the highway at all. That's McMillan Road.
Let's drive down that way and see what we can see.
How are they going to see us now?
Who's they, Gunner? No one knows we're out here.
Look, I'm just worried, Jules. Not trying to be controlling. Whit and I, we're actually driving around looking for you. So call me, please. I won't be mad. I just want to know you're okay. Love you.
I'm sure she's
fine.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's starting to rain.
Are you hungry? We could stop somewhere.
Oh, Burger World. Jules tells me the Parmesan garlic fries are the thing that most make her believe there's a heaven. So I've been wanting to try them. Let's go inside and ask if anyone's seen Jules. Maybe they stop by.
Grab the umbrella.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whittaker. Connie?
Yeah, hi, Bridget.
Did you happen to see Jules or Gunner today?
No one's heard from them in a while, and we're a little worried.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was probably around 1 o'clock, so a while ago.
Did they say where they were going?
No, we don't really do small talk.
Did Jules seem upset? Angry?
She seemed awkward, like she didn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember which direction they went?
Actually, yeah. Gunner forgot his drink, and I ran after them, but couldn't catch up. They turned south.
Really? That's a rural area.
Yeah, there's hardly anything back there unless you're going car camping or to Odenton.
Let's head that way and see what we can find.
Want to be part of something awesome? Then join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. You'll get access to over 1,000 episodes, behind-the-scenes content, devotionals, games, and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. Discover all the perks at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Oh, that was scary. Gunner, are you okay? Okay, just hold on a little longer, okay? Someone's gonna find us. Oh, no. Okay, Gunner, I need you to listen to me. This ledge we're on, there's so much rain, it's eroding. Oh, no. Okay, pretty soon there's not going to be enough room for both of us. Okay, there's a tree a few feet away. It's growing out of the side of the cliff. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Just a little bit more. Okay. Now, if I sit on the trunk and lodge myself between the tree and the cliff. Okay, there we go. It's pretty secure. And then we'll both be safe. Okay? Okay. I'm not far away, though, and I'll still talk to you. We'll keep talking. Okay, keep talking until someone gets here, because they're coming. They're on their way. They're coming. They're close.
Welcome to Odenden, squirrel capital of the world. Now what?
Are you okay?
Just realizing the futility of this search, Whit. I mean, they probably drove through here earlier today, but then moved on.
There's a major highway on the other side of town that goes south toward Nashville.
Well, that would make sense if they wanted to go into the music business but didn't want to go back to California.
Or maybe they know someone in Odenton.
I'm acting like a crazy woman making you drive all over the place, Whit.
Well, I want to help you find her.
I know, but what good are we even doing right now? Pretty sure at this point it's just me wanting to have a little bit of control in an uncontrollable situation. Something I can do when I feel so incredibly helpless. Not just about her disappearance, but about her life.
Yeah, I know.
They probably think we just road tripped away like the airheads we are. Like I've done a dozen times before. Why would this time be any different, huh? Gunner? Gunner! We're actually gonna die here, aren't we? Wow. Next summer, when hiking starts up again, they'll come across the car and the police will see it was reported missing. They'll start an investigation and they'll find us on this ledge. Just two bodies. Long gone. No one will even care at that point. Sure, my parents will feel bad. Connie's gonna cry. But ultimately, life goes on for everyone else, doesn't it? Nothing really changes. Because my life didn't matter much. I've probably caused way more harm than good. I never did much good at all.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Gunner. Gunner, if you can hear me, don't move, okay? There's not much ledge left over there, and I can't reach you anymore. There's nothing left underneath me. Gunner! Gunner! Wake up, please! Okay, so it's just me. Just me, the dark, some stars, and maybe God. Are you here? You want to say, I told you so? This is what I deserve. That's probably what Connie would be saying. You know, actually, she wouldn't be. But if she did say that, she'd be right. I wish I had been different. I do. I would do everything differently. Oh, I'm going crazy. Talking to the wind. I'm so tired. I could fall off of this tree at any minute. And I almost don't care. You know, I always thought I had a lot of time. I could have my fun. Never answer to anyone. Then maybe someday I take time to think about that deeper meaning of life. I didn't want to just give up the things I liked because some old guy glaring down from heaven is shaking his finger when I say or do the wrong thing. Yeah, sorry about calling you old.
I probably could have used some finger shaking. I probably could have used... Well, you... And I see you tried. And Connie tried really hard. I'm sorry. I am. I'm really sorry for not... seeing you. What? I must be delusional. Come on, pull it together, Jules.
You know, the ironic part of this whole thing, Whit, is that once Jules learns that I was searching all around for her, she'll be annoyed with me for doing it. I can hear her already. Connie, just let me live my life. She hates it when I interfere.
Yeah, but even so, deep down, she knows you love and care about her.
Doubtful. But here I am, still doing it. I remember that time I convinced her to go camping with me.
You went camping?
It ended up being pretty ridiculous. I wanted her to feel that I valued just being with her.
Connie, there's no way to tell completely what kind of impact we've had on other people. At least not on this side of heaven.
I don't feel like I've had any influence with. Judging from where things stand... Jules seems worse off now than she's ever been.
Well, it may seem that way, but even if that's true, God's not worried. He knows exactly where she's at in her journey and the way for her to find her way home.
I know you're right, but I can't help wondering if she'll ever want that.
We're not the only ones looking for Jules right now. God is too. She matters to him even more than she matters to you.
Looks like it'll be a pretty sunrise. Never appreciated those much. What was that verse on the plaque Connie hung up? Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. I can't go anywhere else right now. Save me. Save me, for you are my fortress and deliverer. Save me. Save me. God, I'm sorry. Really, really sorry for all the dumb stuff I've done. For being so selfish. For lying. For everything. I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? I don't know how to say this, but... I need you. The things Connie told me about Jesus dying for me, I see that now. I believe it. I do believe it. Wow. Now that is a sunrise. Thank you.
Sun's coming up.
Pretty. Oh, a covered bridge. Jules has a thing for covered bridges. Could we maybe go down that way?
We don't have anywhere else to be.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. hold on as long as I can, but I wish I could talk to my parents and to Buck about you. They're just as stubborn as I am, but they need you too. And Connie, I wish I could tell her how much I appreciate her, that I love her. Somehow, can you let Connie know that I became a Christian, please? I know she'll be so worried about that. I can just imagine her walking into heaven and seeing me. What? You became a Christian? I'm always the last to know everything. Yeah, that'll be more fun.
This view. Is there a place to pull over?
Right up here.
We'll keep looking. I just need a minute to pray, okay? Excuse me.
Of course.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I cannot fall asleep. Oh, God, please help me to stay awake.
Well, are you ready to go?
There's a river down there.
Yeah, the Apache. It runs into Trickle Lake eventually. See where it splits?
Mm-hmm.
Jason and I used to kayak the one on the left.
Mm-hmm. Kayaking. Maybe something else I could try with Jules. All right, we should get back to the hunt.
This road loops around at 24. We can head east from there.
Yeah, I really appreciate you doing this with me, Whit. Even though we're looking for a jewels in a haystack.
Well, I'm glad to help.
What? Oh, was that? Oh, Gunner! Gunner, did you hear something?
Once we get on 24, could we stop for some coffee?
I know a little spot a few miles down the road. They have donuts, too.
Might as well make a road trip out. Whit, hold on.
What is it?
Could you stop?
What's wrong?
I thought I... Wait, there's a wrapper caught in that bush.
Well, what about it?
It's the same orange and green as the container for the Parmesan garlic fries. You know, the ones Jules likes from Burger World. Sorry, it may be silly, but...
No, at all. You go check, Connie.
Okay. Yeah, that's from Burger World. It's weird that... Wait, come here. I see something shiny down there at the bottom.
Shiny?
The sun is reflecting off of... Oh, no. It's a car. Wait, there's a car down there.
God help us. Okay, I'll call emergency services, and don't panic. It may not be them.
Jules! Jules! Jules!
Wait, Connie? Connie, it's me! Connie!
Oh, Jules! Oh, Whit! She's down there! She's alive! Oh, Jules, where are you?
I'm under the overhang. You can't see me, but... Gunner, he's unconscious, but he's on a ledge about 10 feet away from me.
Okay, hold on. Okay, we're coming to save you. I'm right here.
I know you are.
That's good. I am hugging you forever.
So I survive a near-death experience only to be suffocated by my sister.
Too bad.
Oh, watch the arm, please.
Sorry.
What did the EMTs say about Gunner?
He has a concussion. They're transporting him to the hospital, but he'll be fine. His parents are already on their way.
Connie, I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
Hey, you're stuck with me whether you like it or not.
I like it. And... I'm really sorry for how I treated you.
It's okay. But Listen, I have to tell you something.
What?
Whit and I were driving away from here when I felt something telling me to look back. I know you'll say it was a coincidence or Whit's breathing.
But you heard God.
I'm serious, Jules. It was.
I know.
You can laugh all you want, but if I hadn't looked back, I wouldn't have seen that wrapper for the fries, and I wouldn't have checked over the edge again, and God saved you.
He did.
He did.
He did.
You're actually agreeing with me.
I'm agreeing and explaining. Connie, God saved me. I was saved. I am saved.
I know, and I'm really glad. What do you mean?
I'm saved.
Are you serious?
It happened on the mountain. God met me there. Connie, I wasn't alone. Not even for a second. I was never alone.
No, you weren't. You're a Christian. but you have to really mean it, Jules. It just can't be bargaining with God because you're scared or whatever.
No, it was real. The realest thing I've ever done. I almost didn't care what happened to me. I just knew I needed Jesus. And I still do.
Oh, thank you, Lord. My sister in Christ now, too.
Oh, the arm. Watch the arm.
Sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, Connie. I picked up that prescription for Jules.
Oh, thanks, Jillian. Just put it on the counter.
So, how is our patient doing?
Really good. She's reading her Bible, like, voluntarily.
That's fantastic.
Come with me. I have a gift for her.
Right behind you.
She really had an experience out there.
It seems that God was working on her this whole time. He's been the author of her story.
Yeah, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Jules?
Come in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Oh, hi, Jillian.
Hi.
Hey, have you ever read the Psalms? There's every emotion in here. I mean, David felt everything.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Psalms, I have this for you.
A gift? Why?
Just take it.
Okay. A framed picture.
Yeah, read it.
Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Save me, for you are my fortress and deliverer. Psalm 71, 3. The first I heard or remembered.
Whatever it was, God used it.
I'm glad you got a replacement. I'm so sorry I broke the first one.
Well, this one is yours. So you always remember.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you for everything.
Sisters in Christ, what a wonderful moment for Jules, Connie, and the angels who are rejoicing in heaven. I can't wait to see how Jules' decision changes her whole life, including her relationship with Connie. In 1 Kings 19, the prophet Elijah needed to hear from God in what seemed to be a life-and-death situation. As he stood on a mountain, a mighty wind came and broke the rocks into pieces. But God wasn't in the wind. Then the earth shook. But God wasn't in the earthquake. After that came a fire. Nothing. Finally, the Lord spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. God whispers to us more often than we realize, using his still, small voice to draw us to him. I'm glad Jules finally reached a place where she could hear it. Have you heard that voice? Even if it isn't out loud, is God calling to you right now? Maybe he's telling you that, like Jules, it's time to ignore all the distractions of this world and focus on living a life, an eternal life, for him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. On the Edge Part 2 was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gano, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Paul Castro Jr., Katie Lee, Keely Marshall, Monica Padilla, Shona Rodman, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.